Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 25th January 2018 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today we take up a beautiful bhajan dedicated to Lord Krishna. It's a short and sweet bhajan, very easy to learn, easy to follow, and has such lovely meanings when you take every word of this bhajan. So let's get started with what this bhajan is. Here is the first line of the bhajan.
He Madhava, he Yadunandana.
So this is the bhajan we will learn now. As I mentioned, there are four lines in this. We will now get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan and then we'll move on, like in every episode of this program, to the tune, the raga, the beat, and then we will discuss every word of this bhajan. So let's begin with the lyrics.
He Madhava, he Yadunandana, మనమోహన హే మధుసూదన జనార్దన రాధాజీవన గోపాలన గోపీరంజన.
సో ద లిరిక్స్ ఆర్ సింపుల్ కామన్ వర్డ్స్ విచ్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ ఫెమిలియర్. హియర్ ఇస్ హౌ ద ట్యూన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ భజన్ ఫ్లోస్.
దిస్ భజన్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ సంగ్ ఇన్ ది స్కేల్ జి షార్ప్ పంచం.
హి మాధవా హే యదునందనా,
హే మాధవా హే యదునందనా,
హే మాధవా హే యదునందనా,
హే మాధవా హే యదునందనా.
మనమోహన హే మధుసూదన,
మనమోహన హే మధుసూదన,
మనమోహన హే మధుసూదన,
మనమోహన హే మధుసూదన.
జనార్దన రాధాజీవన,
జనార్దన రాధాజీవన,
జనార్దన రాధాజీవన,
జనార్దన రాధాజీవన,
గోపాలన గోపీరంజన,
గోపాలన గోపీరంజన,
గోపాలన గోపీరంజన,
గోపాలన గోపీరంజన.
హే మాధవా హే యదునందనా.
So Brother Srinivasulu and Brother Anirudh gave us a slow demonstration of how the tune flows. For those of us who are keen students of music, let us learn a little more about the composition of the bhajan. Anirudh is here with us to share his thoughts on the raga. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on this composition?
Sai Ram Bishu.
Sai Ram.
This wonderful composition is based on many ragas, I can say. To me, the first two lines sound like based on rag Gauri Manohari in the Carnatic classical music, or you also call it Pattadeep in the Hindustani classical music. It's a very wonderful raga where you can pine for the God. The mood of crying out to Lord is shown in the Pattadeep Raga.
Nisarigari Nisada
beautiful bhajan Chitta Chora Yashoda Kebal.
Yes.
It also has a similar flavor of one more raga called Pilu, which is on the same lines, but the way the notes are used are a little different from Gauri Manohari.
So what are the notes in Gauri Manohari?
Sari
Shudri
Ga
Komal Ga
Ma Pa Dha
Shuddha Dha Ni Shudhni
Sa Ni Dha Pa Ma Ga Ri Sa.
So it is just the dha is different from Darbari. So if you take away the dha, Komal Dha to
Shuddha
Dha,
yes,
it becomes Gauri Manohari. But the whole mood changes just by changing the one dha. Let me just show you that.
Sa Ri Ga Ma Pa Dha.
Ras and Darbari.
Sarigama Pada Pagari Sa.
Darbari or Kirvani. Yes. Kirvani, actually more of Kirvani because the knee is Shuddh. Whereas in Darbari you again change the knee to Komal knee.
Yes.
Sarigama Pada Ni Sa.
This is Kirvani. So from Kirvani if you take the dha to make it to Shuddha Dha, then it becomes Gauri Manohari.
Sa Ni Dha Pa Ma Ga Ri Sa.
You have many Carnatic compositions, Kritis, like Guru Lekha Etuvanti. It's a very famous Kriti on Guru. And many bhajans too, in pure Gauri Manohari.
Shambhu Kumara Gauri Tanaya Gajanana Sadaya Jaya Jaya.
You have a bhajan also, right? A Shiva bhajan not sung so often, where the word Gauri Manohari appears in the bhajan itself.
Yes, yes, yes.
Gauri Manohare Natana Jaya.
Yes, wonderful example.
Mm.
Also, we have
Govinda Hare Gopal Hare He Gopi Gopabala.
Wonderful Swami's bhajan. And when you look at this bhajan, the third line goes to the Shuddha Gha, that is the major Gha.
Janardana Sari Ga Ma Ga.
Shuddha Gha there. I can say it's a very beautiful way of composing. Perhaps the flow, in the flow it just came.
Yes.
Whereas the when you go to the Shuddha Ga and then glide to the minor Ga, that is Komal Ga, it always gives a more pining feeling. So you have many bhajans which is having this glide from Ga to Ga.
He Ram Bhagavan, He Karuna Sindhura.
So more of major to minor glides.
Mm.
and also bhajans like
Chittaraja.
In that, the third line,
Rupa Manohara,
it goes to the major. Similarly, in this bhajan,
Janardana Radha Jivana,
comes back to minor as a glide. And also, if you take bhajans like
Govinda Hare Gopal Hare,
the Govinda Hare Gopal Hare Gopi Gopapala, the third line of that bhajan also goes to the major feel.
He Radha Ramana Lola,
comes back to minor.
Govinda Hare Gopal Hare He Nanda Gopabala.
The emotion is there when you give such glides and when the composition is having more of such glides.
Radhe Radhe Vrindavan Radhe Govinda Gopala Nache Radhe 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 Madhur Murali Baje.
So I think you can categorize all these bhajans as the glide in the third line. Yes. Mm. It goes to the major happier and then comes to a little more crying out to a minor feel.
Mm.
And this is yet another vintage bhajans. I think most of the vintage bhajans have this
more subtle touches.
Yes.
Simple.
But it adds a lot of life to the entire bhajan, because I think the glides are one of the way where the music is used in a very proper way to enhance the feel of the bhajan.
Yes.
The very life of the bhajan, the bhava, which Swami always says.
Mm. It is more about only trying to communicate to the Lord than, anything to do with musical brilliance.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, it's very simple way of trying to communicate with the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful. So let's take every line.
Yes, so first line.
He Madhava He Yadunandana Nisari Gari Gari Sasari Sani Nisari Gari Gari Sasari Sani Manamohana He Madhusodana Nisada Nisa Nisari Gari Gasa Nisa Nisada Nisa Nisari Gari Gasa Nisa.
When we sing this line the second time, we have a small variation.
Manamohana He Madhusudana Nisada Nisari Pagari Sa Nisa Nisada Nisari Pagari Sa Nisa Janardana Radha Jivana Sarigama Gama Papa Magari Sarimaga Sarigama Gama Papa Magari Sarimaga Gopalana Gopi Ranjana Sarini Niri Rigama Gari Sasa Sarini Niri Rigama Gari Sasa.
So the beat of this bhajan is again 8-beat, isn't it?
Yes, the simple 8-beat, Aditalam or Keherva in the classical music. So let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
He Madhava He Yadunandana
He Madhava He Yadunandana
Manamohana He Madhusudana
Manamohana He Madhusudana
Janardana Radha Jivana
Janardana Radha Jivana
Gopalana Gopi Ranjana
Gopalana Gopi Ranjana
Gopalana Gopi Ranjana yadunandana.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai. I think this is a bhajan which is so simple. Anyone can learn and practice and sing with, you know, with little effort, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Most of the vintage bhajans are of this nature.
Namavalis.
Namavalis. Yes. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam. Thank you, Vishu. Sairam.
Sairam. So we are now in that part of the bhajan classroom where we dwell on what this bhajan means to us, how we can pour our heart into the melody of this bhajan when we are offering this to Swami. So let's take every word of this bhajan and let's understand what each of them convey. We begin with the first line.
He Madhava He Yadunandana.
He is a way of calling out to someone endearingly. Madhava has so many meanings. Ma means Mother Lakshmi. Ma means nature. So the Lord is one who is the master of nature, who is the master of Lakshmi, who is the Lord of the goddess of all types of prosperity. So who is the Lord of all wealth, all prosperity. Ma also means Maya. So he is the one who is the master of illusion. So the Madhava has lovely connotations. I'm reminded here of a very beautiful incident of Brother Ravi Teja, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University who currently works in the Bhakta Sahaya division of the Sri Satya Sai Sadhana Trust. He's a gifted musician who plays the flute very melodiously. So there was a time when once Bhagwan had given him the chance to serve in the Gokulam. Swami had not given him a permanent job then. He was serving temporarily, looking after the cows and the affairs in the Gokulam. And one day, a senior brother came to him, and you know, as he was inquiring with him about what work he's doing and how he's managing his affairs, then the senior brother said that, you know, he would like to give him some money for his expenses. But Brother Ravi Teja was not comfortable with this because it was not the norm in his family to accept monetary support from anyone, and especially after you have finished your academics. So he vehemently actually rejected his offer for any money or any monetary support. And he simply said, Swami is there to look after me. He will take care of me in every way. So this happened in the morning, and around 11 a.m. he gets a call. Another brother is coming rushing towards him, and he says, Swami is calling you. And Brother Ravi Teja is very astounded because the bhajans were over at 9:30 itself, and Swami retires by 10:30, and it was 11 in the morning. Very unusual that Swami would ask someone to see him at this hour. So he rushed to the interview room, and he saw that to his utter shock and surprise, Swami was there waiting for him. So he fell at Bhagwan's feet, and he was huffing and puffing and panting, and Swami just gave him a couple of 100 rupee notes, and Swami said, keep this for your expenses. And Brother Ravi Teja shares, my heart missed a beat and tears rolled down my cheeks. I fell at his feet with a heart full of gratitude, because if we have trust in him, we will always be safe. He will always protect us. What is important is not to have loads of money in your pocket. What is needed is loads of trust in him in your heart. If that is there, he will always look after, because he is Madhava. He is the Lord of all wealth, all prosperity. Moving on, the next word is Yadunandana, which can be split into Yadu and Nandana. Yadu refers to the Yadu clan in which Lord Krishna was born, and Nandana means son. Nandana also in another context means the one who gladdens our heart. In one discourse during the summer course of 1995, Bhagwan revealed that Sura was the lord of the Yadava dynasty, and one of his ancestors was King Yayati. And Swami said that Yadu was the son of King Yayati, and all his descendants came to be called as Yadavas. Hence, Yadavas denote the cowherd clan in which Krishna was lovingly brought up by his foster parents Yashoda and Nanda. In the same discourse, Bhagwan explained that Yadavas were divine beings born on earth to herald the avatar of Krishna. Swami said that it was sage Narada who revealed this to the wicked king Kamsa and warned him, saying that he would meet his death at the hands of the eighth born child of his sister Devaki, who was the mother of Krishna. So in this bhajan, we adore the Lord who is the darling son of Mother Devaki, the darling of the Yadava clan, and of course, who is the Lord of all prosperity, all wealth, all nature. So that is the first line of this bhajan, very beautiful line. Let's move on to the second line.
Manamohana he Madhusudana.
Madhusudana again is a very interesting name. Legend has it that Lord Krishna vanquished the demon Madhu, and that is one reason why he is called Madhusudana. Madhu also means honey. And here Bhagwan says, what is it that is sweeter than honey for human beings? It is the ego. So the Lord is Madhusudana because he destroys the sweetest thing of all human beings. He destroys the ego. And who can destroy the ego? Only that being who is even sweeter than ego. In fact, if we look at our spiritual journey, our entire endeavor actually has been to efface the ego. Only when we begin to realize that we have an ego and we have to diminish the ego, we are on the spiritual path. During a discourse that Swami delivered on Krishna Janmashtami in 1963, Bhagwan explained how one should have no pride even in our devotion to God, and he was referring to the Gopika named Suguna. One day when Krishna was with his consort Satyabhama, Krishna pretended to have a severe stomachache, and in spite of all the remedies that Satyabhama tried, nothing brought relief to Krishna. Satyabhama was so possessive, protective and proud of having Krishna in her life that she did not admit even Rukmini into the house to inquire about Krishna's health. But Rukmini found Suguna pining outside the door in great agony at the illness of the Lord. And Rukmini then gave her the articles she wanted to send for Krishna and asked Suguna to go in. And when Suguna went in, Krishna heartily welcomed her and made her sit at his feet. And then Krishna ate the fruits that Suguna had picked up from Satyabhama's own garden. And suddenly, when Krishna ate those fruits, his stomachache was gone. And Bhagwan explained this, and Swami said, it was her agony at the Lord's condition and her simple, sincere devotion that was so effective. There should be no artificiality in your attachment to the Lord. There should be no pride, no egoism to soil the freshness of the flower that you offer. Satyabhama protested when Krishna accepted the fruit because he had brushed them aside as tasteless when she herself offered them. And she offered them at that point in time as the precious product of her persevering gardening effort. But when Suguna offered the fruits, they were saturated with pure devotion, pure concern for the Lord. And that became very tasty and very attractive for the Lord. Because the Lord, Swami said, cares for bhava, not the bahya. He longs for the inner feeling, not the outward show. And the only love that does not allow pride and envy to interfere with its purity is true love towards God. And the Lord will go to any extent to ensure that we give up this pride, that we reduce our ego, that we move from artificial to artificial, because that is the very purpose of His advent, and that is the only way we can ascend from being human to becoming divine. Manamohana. Manamohana means the one who enchants. In the famous book Anyathashanam Nasti,
The author, Mrs. Vijayamma, writes about the wonderful Veda Purusha Saptaha Gyana Yajna celebrations during the Dasara festivals in the year 1961. And among the various talks that were delivered during the celebrations, there was one by a scholar, Mr. Kalluri Veerabhadra Shastri. He was an expert in lecturing on the Bhagavatam, or the stories of the Lord Vishnu and his various incarnations. And during his talk, Mr. Veerabhadra Shastri described how when Krishna played the flute, wherever they were, cowherds would leave their chores and come rushing to him. The gopikas who had been serving dinner to their husbands would suddenly run to him. Mothers who were suckling their babies would rush to him. While churning buttermilk, ladies would abandon their job halfway and walk in the direction of from where the music emerged. That is how capsizing and captivating the flute of Krishna was. So the scholar was describing all this, but actually even as he was narrating this, there was a doubt in his mind. He thought whether, is this really true? Is this just description, just poetry? Did it really happen? There were these thoughts in his mind. And Bhagwan, the Antaryami, the indweller of every heart, suddenly turned to him, laughed, and Swami looked at him and Swami said, "Hey, scholar, tie your hair in a knot." In fact, his hair had become loose, and in fact his dhoti also was slipping a bit. And Mr. Shastri was not aware of this until Swami actually brought it to his notice. And the moment Swami looked at him and made that comment, he realized what was slipping. It was not the hair or the dhoti that was slipping. It was the doubts that he had that were slipping through all the description that he was giving. He immediately slapped on his cheeks like people do when they seek forgiveness. And he fell at Bhagwan's feet and said, "Swami, I am not ashamed of admitting my error. In spite of talking so long about the gopikas, I did not believe it myself. But you have proved it true now. You have opened my eyes and you have made me understand. I studied the Bhagavata as a sacred text, but today I have in my heart the imprint of the inner meaning, and this is what will make me better. This is what will enrich me as a scholar." Swami says, "Bhagavatam chadivite bhaga autamo." If you read Bhagavatam, we will become better. But we will become better only when we read it with reverence, with faith, and with devotional intensity. So this is how Swami proved to the scholar and through the scholar to the entire world how enchanting the Lord was, how mind-numbing the flute of Krishna was. Let's move on to the next line.
Janardana Radha Jeevana.
Janardana again has so many meanings. One connotation is one who destroys the wicked. It also means one who protects people from the wicked. A third meaning is one who is approached by devotees for their wishes. So Janardana has multifarious understandings, and generally people refer to the Lord as Janardana because he is the protector of all men, of all Janas. In fact, I'm reminded here of late Mr. Raja Reddy. After his marriage with Mrs. Jyotsna Reddy, the daughter of the famous bhajan singer and composer Mr. Panduranga Dixit, when they left Prashanti Nilayam in their car, on the way they saw that there was this violent agitation on the Belgaum issue, where Belgaum should belong to Maharashtra or Karnataka. So there were Maharashtrians and Kannadigas who had forgotten their single nationality as being Indian, and they were fighting between themselves, and on the roads there was a lot of chaos. In fact, there were some stones that hit their car too, and they had just been married. They were going back to Pune, and when this happened, they didn't know what to do. And suddenly, from nowhere, a hefty man appears, a strong, well-built person, and he
stops all the people who are fighting there, and he asks everyone to make way for this car, and he tells them that they are coming from Sri Satya Sai Baba. You should not do this to them. And everything stops and their car is allowed to go. And after this, when Mr. Reddy and Mr. Dixit, they wanted to see that person, they could not find him. After a few days, when they returned to Prashantanilayam, Swami said, I told you not to start in inauspicious hour. They had started during Rahu Kalam. I had to come in the form of that man and protect you. Otherwise, what would have happened to you? So he is that Janardana. Radha Jivana means the one who is synonymous with Radha, whose life resonates with Radha's love, who loves to be called as Radha's Lord, because Radha had that purity of devotion to the Lord. Let's move on to the last line.
Gopalana Gopi Ranjana.
This line again is talking about the pure love of the Gopikas. Swami says how the Gopikas used to have blue colored kumkum marks on their heads, on their foreheads, to remind themselves of Krishna. Even if their husbands protested against this color of the kumkum, because traditionally red or maroon color is used, the Gopikas would always have the blue, because for them Krishna was everything. In fact, Bhagwan narrates very beautifully how Gopikas had this one-pointed devotion to Krishna. Let's listen to Bhagwan himself describe this.
దీనిని గోపికలు కూడాను ఉద్ధవునికి మరొక పర్యాయం ఒక సమయమునందు ప్రశ్నిస్తూ వచ్చారు. ఇన్ వన్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ద గోపీస్ క్వశ్చన్డ్ ఉద్ధవ. ఉద్ధవుడు వెళ్లి, గోపికలారా, మీకు యోగ సంబంధమైనటువంటి ఒక మార్గాన్ని, సాధనను మీకు బోధిస్తాను అని పిలిచాడు. ఉద్ధవ సమన్ ది గోపికాస్ అండ్ టోల్డ్ దెమ్, కమ్ లిసన్ టు మీ, ఐల్ preach you spirituality. Gopikalu kevalamu akshara shunyuliga untunnaru. Ee vedamo, ee shastramo, ee upanishattu, ee puranamo, edi kudanu telinatunte amayakuluga untunnaru. Kanuka meeku yoga shastranni meeku upadeshistanu. Aa yoga shakti cheta sakshattu Sri Krishnude sarvantaryame pratikishtunni meeru sarvatra darshinchukovachunu, mee dukkhamunu nirmoolam chesukovachunu ane aneka vidhamuluga bodhistu vachadu. Uddhava began to tell them, you have not studied the Vedas or the Shastras, therefore I shall initiate you into yoga and I shall give you the capacity to recognize the omnipresence of the Lord Krishna. Appudu gopikalu cheptunnaru, Uddhava, maaku unnadi okka manasu. Then the gopis said, O Uddhava, we have only one mind. Neevu cheppunattuga యోగాభ్యాసం నేర్చుకుంటకు మాకు రెండో మనసు లేదు. వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనదర్ మైండ్ టు డివోట్ టు యోగాభ్యాస. ఇంకే విధమైనటువంటి యోగ శక్తిని సాధించుటగా మూడవ మనసు లేదు. అండ్ టు అక్వైర్ అదర్ పవర్స్ వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ది థర్డ్ మైండ్. మరి నాలుగో మనసు ఏమైనా ఉంటుంటే మేము సంసారం చేసి భర్తలను అత్తలను సంతోష పెట్టడానికి పూనుకొందుము. ఆ నాలుగో మనసు కూడా మాకు లేదు. వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ది ఫోర్త్ మైండ్ which enables us to please our husband, our mother-in-law and our members of the family.
కనుక మాకు అనేక మనసులే ఉంటుంటే ఒక మనసు యోగాభ్యాసానికి, ఇంకొక మనసు సంసారానికి, ఇంకొక మనసు వ్యవహారానికి, ఇంకొక మనసు ప్రపంచకు సంబంధమైన విషయాలకు ఈ విధంగా ఉపయోగపెట్టి ఏదో ఒక మనసుతో మేము కృష్ణుని ధ్యానించుకునేటువంటి వాళ్ళం. మాకు ఉన్నది ఒకే మనసు. ఆ మనసు కూడాను కృష్ణుడికి అర్పితం గావించుకున్నాం. కనుక నీ యోగాభ్యాసము మేము అభ్యాసం చేయడానికి మాకు రెండవ మనసు లేదు. వచ్చిన దారిని పట్టుకుని వెళ్ళండి.
If we had manifold minds, we would have given one to yoga, another to family life, like that. But we have only one mind, and that one mind is completely given, completely surrendered to Krishna.
కనుక ఆ యొక్క మార్గము ఎంత చక్కనైనటువంటి మార్గము. మన ఒక్క మనసుతో ఉంటుండాలి. రెండు మూడు మనసులు మనం పెట్టుకోకూడదు. ఒక్క మనసుతో ఉంటుండే మనం ఇన్ని అవస్థలకు గురి అయిపోతున్నాం. ఇన్ని అనేక మనసులు మనం అభివృద్ధి గావించుకుంటే ఇంక ఎన్ని అవస్థలకు గురి అయిపోతామో చెప్పుటకు వీలు కాదు. ది బెస్ట్ పాత్ ఈజ్ సింగిల్ మైండెడ్ డివోషన్ అండ్ హ్యావింగ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ మైండ్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ వీ ల్యాండ్ అవర్ సెల్స్ ఇన్ టు మెనీ ట్రబుల్స్ ఇఫ్ వీ హ్యావ్ మెనీ ఫోల్డ్ మైండ్స్ అవర్ ట్రబుల్స్ విల్ బి ఎండ్లెస్
So that is how focused were Gopikas, and in this bhajan we sing their glory, we sing the glory of their love for Bhagwan in this last line, and this entire bhajan is all about that. It's all about the pure love that we should cultivate towards the Lord, and how the Lord goes to any extent to shape us, to correct us, and to make us divine. So with that understanding, let's move on and let's sing this bhajan once again with the students of Bhagwan in Prashant Nilayam.
He Madhava He Yadunandana
brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you so much for being with us. We offer this endeavor at His Lotus Feet.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 25th January 2018 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.